in the gym, the exercise you really don't want to do is often the exercise that not only you should be doing, but you really need to be doing. Let me give you an example as a personal trainer. Everyone, and I mean everyone, should be doing squats in some form, in my opinion. Period, dot, like everyone. Everyone should be doing squats, and most people avoid them like they owe the money. Everyone would benefit from doing some form of weighted squat. There's no downside as long as you choose a form based on your physical capability and health, right? Obviously, if you have a damaged spine, you don't want to do one that's loaded on your spine, but that doesn't keep you from doing other kinds of squats. There's no downside. It actually makes you 100% more healthier. There are 100 or more benefits to doing squats. It is ridiculous. It is an incredible exercise. So everyone should be doing it. So the question arises, where else in your life are you costing yourself something of tremendous value because you don't like something or you don't feel like it or you just don't want to do it? Let's get into it. Here's the million-dollar question. How do men like us reach our full potential, grow into the men we dream of being, while taking care of our responsibilities, working, being good husbands, fathers, and still take care of ourselves? Well, that's the big question. In this podcast, we'll help you answer those questions and more. My name is Brent, and welcome to the Fallible Man Podcast. Now, I can hear people pushing back already, and I'm not going to argue squats in this episode. That's not what it's about. It was an example. So let me share with you two more recent examples in my life. Recently on one of my videos, when I talked about controlling things that control you, someone commented very meanly because, you know, the comment section is generally pretty mean, but that's okay. Someone commented, obviously, well, you can't keep away from food. The truth is, I've definitely got some extra weight around my stomach. It's where I carry all my weight. It's the last place weight drops off from for me. And my focus, both personally and as a trainer, has always been on strength. I can lift substantial weights compared to the average person, but I don't really care about my midsection. Now, should I? Probably. Should I do some more cardio? Absolutely, because I don't do enough. Does it cost me? Yes, it costs me because while I am strength focused, and if you look at like strongman athletes, none of them are particularly skinny, but I am strength focused. Now, that's fine. That's for me. But from an outside perspective, that does make people question me as a personal trainer. I can tell you how to lose weight. I can drop weight fairly rapidly. I've done it many times over my life. But it has likely cost me clients because my goals don't align with theirs. And so from the outside, it looks like I don't know what I'm doing. Something I should probably address and take care of. By the way, my name is Brent, and welcome to the Fallible Man Podcast, your home for all things man. Big shout out to Fallible Nation. That's our private community, and there's information where you can find out more about that down in the description or the show notes, depending on what platform you're with us on. And for our first-time listeners, hey, thanks for checking us out. I know there's a lot fighting for your attention these days, so it means a lot that you're giving us a chance. Be sure to reach out to me at The Fallible Man on most social media platforms. Instagram's my main focus. And let me know what you thought of the episode. And if you really enjoyed it, share it with a friend, subscribe, and leave us a comment on Apple Podcasts. That would be awesome. It helps us reach more people. Now, back to the topic at hand. The comment, honestly, I could care less. I've been on YouTube in various forms for so many years, I don't care. Mean comments are just around. But let me give you another, even more tangible example. If you've been around the show for a while, then you know I'm not a wild fan of social media. If you're new to the show, let me put it simply, I despise social media and having to be on it as a platform. It is my least favorite thing about the work that I do. The majority of listeners on the show have not come here from social media. I know my platform and I know what I do for a living. And podcast listeners, it's not a big pull for podcast listeners. In the podcast world, that's actually very norm. social media is like number 8 or 9 when it comes to the list of top 10 ways of people to find your podcast. So I've actually usually used that fact to justify me doing a half-assed job on my social media and neglecting it whenever I just don't want to do it. Now, in hindsight, that neglect of my social media has likely cost me business in the form of clients and sponsors. Most people and companies have no idea how to gauge the success of a podcast. My analytics aren't publicly available, and because of corporate podcasts like Joe Rogan, who have large advertising budgets and things like that, and already an insanely popular host who was famous before he ever started, a lot of companies have a real skewed perception of what a successful podcast looks like. So since they don't understand the medium, they reference what they can easily access because they understand what it looks like to be successful on social media, which equates to a really large following, right? That's how you know someone's successful on social media. They have a whole lot of followers. Now, my show is in the top 1% of all podcasts globally. To me, that's great news. But I see those analytics. Like I said, not everybody does. But we have less than 2,000 followers on Instagram. My own prejudice against social media has actually cost me in the form of sponsors, because that's the numbers they go look at because that's what they understand. They're like, oh, well, no one. And that's right. Now, if you're listening to this, hey, come follow me on Instagram. That is where I am active, and touch base. I love it because I can actually, that's the reason I'm on social media, is I can actually connect with my listeners that way. And it's the only thing about podcasting I don't like if there's not a good platform for you guys to connect with me directly. So I do that on Instagram, but it's hurt me. Those are two real life examples. Joseph Campbell, some of you know who he is, some of you don't, said the cave you fear to enter holds the treasures that you seek. Now, maybe that sounds really deep to you, and maybe you don't know who Joseph Campbell is or care, but our big question today is, what are you costing yourself? Like, really, how much are you costing yourself? I'm pretty sure I'm not the only one who has made the mistakes I'm talking about. So what cave are you avoiding to enter, as Campbell put it, right? We have to be really clear. There are absolutely things that you're not doing, which are perfectly reasonable for you not to do. And I'm not suggesting you do those things. If you have a food allergy and have to avoid certain foods, then please avoid them. It's really simple, right? We're thinkers here. So I'm counting on you understanding what I'm talking about. What we're specifically talking about is some of the things that you know you should be doing, whether that's squats in the gym, or in my case, social media, which I've actually doubled down recently and tried to get more conscientious about my social media plan. I know how to do it. I just don't like to. But somewhere deep in your heart, there's something that you know you should be doing, or that you should at least give a try. And for whatever reason, you're actively avoiding it. Maybe it's a difficult task. Maybe it's something really unpleasant. That's out there. Maybe it's uncomfortable, or for whatever reason you hate it or think it's really stupid, like in my case with social media. It doesn't matter. You have a thing and you know what it is for whatever reason. So let's evaluate cost. What is the air quotes possible cost for you not doing this thing, whatever it is you're avoiding? In the case of squats, I can tell you, you cannot, will not ever reach your true strength, physique, or health potential without them. Squats are honestly the king of exercises. We already, and I'm talking about weighted squats, we already went over the potential costs of my disdain for social media. And we went over the cost of me as a trainer focusing on strength and not worrying about dialing in my weight. I don't worry about how I look. I worry about how I lift. And that matters to me, but it does impact how people perceive me. So what is your possible cost of this thing? Maybe your personal development has stalled. Maybe your relationship has become stale because you don't want to put in the effort because you're tired or you feel like you've hit just a brick wall. Maybe your career growth has stopped. Has your health started decreasing instead of getting better? What is it you should be doing, even if you don't really want to? And what is it actually costing you? Now, guys, generally, I try and give you really clear answers and directions in this show that you can take and apply to your life. Not because they're perfect, not because you absolutely have to, but because they register with you and you went, hey, you know what? I can do that. And that's what I like to give you guys in this show. That's what I want to share. I'm on a personal journey and I want to invite you to go with me. And so I try and bring you stuff, whether it's from guests or from my solo shows, where you can go, hey, you know what? That clicks. And he gave me an action plan where I can start from right here in this moment. I like to give you those things because I think that gives you a lot more. But sometimes with my background in being a trainer, both in the gym and in the work environments, the most valuable thing I can give you is a question. Because it's going to be far more valuable if you ask yourself the question and come to your own answers on this. I don't know what it is you're avoiding. I don't know what it is, but you know, I promise that as we've been having this conversation, you have that thing in your head. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Worst case scenario, you try it and it doesn't make a difference. But I can almost guarantee it will. Because we actively avoid things that we don't want to do. But the reason they sit on our brain is because we know that it's going to make a difference. So that's my big question for you guys today. How much are you costing yourself by avoiding something that you should be doing? Guys, as we land this plane, I want to remind you, it is February. We are running our first promotion we've run in a long time. And that is the Fallible Man Podcast Listener Appreciation Sweatshirt Giveaway. The rules are simple. Follow me on Instagram. Leave me a review on the podcast on a podcast platform. Join one of my two mailing lists. I have exclusive content every 2 weeks on my bigger mailing list. And then I have my weekly podcast email that just lets you know, hey, these are the shows and the guests we had this week. That way you can pick and choose which shows you want to watch. Then let me know. Send me proof, because it takes a couple days for like a podcast review to process and be posted. To send me a proof to info@thefallibleman with the subject line sweatshirt to be entered in for the drawing. I had to stop doing these because I tend to give away way more than I say I'm going to give away. You can't promise that's what's going to happen this time, but I won't pretend it might not. So at the very least, one lucky listener is going to win one of our awesome sweatshirts. Who knows? More than that may come. I like to give away things. Guys, think about this. It really is something I've had to stop and process myself. I have actually taken a whole new social media approach on Instagram that I've been working on implementing based on a social media expert that I got her book and I loved. I heard her in a conference. And so I'm trying to do a better job there because I know that it's hurting my reach with the Fallible Man and how many men we can serve. And that is our goal here. So ask yourself what that cost is and if you're willing to continue to pay it. Thanks for hanging out with me today. Thanks for listening to me ramble. And as always, be better tomorrow because of what you do today. And we'll see you on the next one.
This has been the Fallible Man Podcast, your home for everything man, husband, and father. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss a show. Head over to www.thefallibleman.com for more content and get your own Fallible Man gear.